Blog Talk Radio.
Better than
Welcome, everyone, to Healing Hands by Shoshona. Shoshona is an emotion code healer, and she is going to be doing that work on this show. So if you would like to participate and have some emotional code healing, then be sure and call in at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Now I'm going to let Shoshona tell you all about herself. So Shoshona, tell them who you are.
Hello there. I am an individual who wanted to heal myself. I wanted to be happy in life. I wasn't feeling it. The system couldn't help me. All they wanted to do was put me on their drugs and basically not look at what the issues were. So in 2009, I came upon the emotion code therapy, and I had some beautiful work done on me by other practitioners. And in 2013, I decided that enough was enough. I needed to do this for myself. So I took the program, and the rest is history. 5 years later, I no longer suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. The system recognizes that. My practitioner recognizes that. She tells me to keep doing what I'm doing. I do it on myself every day. It's my front line. Whenever I need help, whenever I'm in distress, this is what I come to. So I just want to put this out there, and I want to help people come to the same place that I am in. So that's what this is about. So tonight I would like to talk about heart walls. I would like to test people to see whether they have a heart wall, and I would like to release their heart wall. So that's what the intention of this program is all about.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, why don't you tell people a little bit about how the emotion code works, so that they can understand when you're saying things and they think that they're supposed to respond, but you're actually talking to yourself. So give them a little idea about how all of this works.
Okay. Much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies, and they become trapped within us. And when this happens, you don't do well in life. You live your life, but internally you're disrupted. You're fragmented. You're detached. So what this does is it's a simple and powerful method in finding and releasing all of these trapped energies. And what I do is I release them, and I install a frequency. This is my personal touch. Install a frequency of 7.83 hertz, which is the Schumann resonance. It's the frequency of wellness, physically and psychologically. So, you know, it falls in line with what the emotion code is. That's why I include it. So getting rid of trapped emotions can help you to overcome obstacles from your past and can bring new life into your marriage, family, and other personal relationships. And I can actually say that, yes, that is a true statement. So today I just feel so much lighter. The cement shoes have come off. You know, I can live my life, and I'm working towards happiness, you know, every day. So a heart wall can hinder you. A heart wall is a metaphysical wall that your subconscious mind puts in front of you when you've been hurt or traumatized. A heart wall can be a distance thick, and it can be made of anything that your subconscious pins on it or whatever. It can be made of air, or it can be made of something totally unknown to man, something you saw in a science fiction movie. Some type of metal or something. You know what I mean? Like, it can be made of anything. It can be made of flowers. It can be made of anything. So So I would like to open this up, and if there's any callers in line, and I would like to check them to see whether or not they possess a heart ball. That's the intention of tonight's show.
Well, I think that that's absolutely wonderful. We currently, I don't see any callers, but hold on. I didn't open my second way of looking because sometimes my personal computer stops updating its own page. And I need to make sure I have you set up on this little tablet thing to make sure I can really see what's going on. So I did have a session with Shoshona, and it was wonderful. It was just wonderful to have her, you know, ask me these questions or ask my body these questions about, you know, whether or not I had blockages around certain things, and to have her find out what those blockages were and release them and let them go. And it was so interesting to me, you know, to experience it. I must say that for a moment there, I was a little jealous that you could do that, you know.
That's how I felt.
I can do things too, but, you know.
Other people were cheating on me.
Yeah. But it is a wonderful experience, and it does bring a level of freedom into your life. And I encourage anyone who has an interest in experiencing this to call in and let Shoshona work on you. I mean, it's not going to make you feel worse because it's not actually putting anything on you. It's taking away things that you really don't need. Now, we do have someone in the chat room that would like to try it. Can you do it with someone in a chat room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So her name is Renee.
Okay. 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 Can I tap into Renee? Yes, in the chat room. Yes. Can you ask Renee for her last name, Barbara?
Okay. Let's see if she wants to.
I just want it to be accurate. That's all.
I understand that. Hold on, my fingers don't work. Okay, and she's willing for you to have it. It's spelled H-U-Y-N-H.
Win. Win. Renee Win. Win. Yes. Can I connect with Renee Win? Yes. Okay, is my name Renee Nguyen? I hope I'm pronouncing it properly. Is my name Shoshona? Is my name Renee? Yes. Okay, does Renee possess a heart wall? Yes. Is it a foot? No. Is it 11 inches? No. 10 inches? 9 inches? It's 8 inches thick. Is it made out of something hard? No, it's made out of something soft. Yes. We really don't need to know what it was made out of. I'll just deem it as being a soft item. Yes. Okay. In the heart wall. Insecurity. Anxiousness. Hateful. Hurt. Anxious. Startled. Confused. Excited. Powerful. Peaceful. Intimate. Optimistic, depressed, despair, abandoned, disapproval, awful, guilty, abandoned, despair, depression, loneliness, bored, despair, critical, hurt, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, liberated. Does Renee Nguyen have a heart wall? Yes, is it 11 inches? No, 10 inches? No, 9 inches? 8 inches? 7 inches? It's 6 inches thick now. Okay, hurt. hateful, rejected, insecure, critical, despair, depression, loneliness, bored, abandoned, despair. Is there more than one layer of disparity? Yes. Is there more than 10? No. 9? No. 8? No. 7? No. 6? Yes. Okay. Peaceful, bored, lonely, depressed, distant, hateful, rejected, scared, confused, interested. Interested, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, awe, astonished, perplexed, disillusioned. Okay, can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now? Filling Renee Nguyen full of the love, the light, and the blood, raising her frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. Proud, accepted, interested, anxious, scared, startled, frustrated, distant, critical, avoidance, despair, depressed, despair, abandoned, lonely, depressed, disapproval, avoidance, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, scared, mad, threatened, rejected, anxious, scared, joyful, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, despair, abandoned, disapproval, awful, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, perplexed, liberated. Okay, does Renee Nguyen have a heart wall? No, is it 11 inches? No, 10 inches, 9 inches, 8 inches, 7 inches, 6 inches, 5 inches, 4 inches, 3 inches, 2 inches, 1 inch, 0. Can you ask Renee how she feels, Barbara? Hello?
I'm sitting here chatting away with you and have it muted so you can't hear a word I'm saying.
Okay.
So Renee says she's feeling warm.
That's good. That shows the connection.
Good.
That's good. Okay. Is there anything else that I can release from Renee? When? Yes. Rejected, submissive, insecure, distant, frustrated, mad, hurt, insecure, startled, confused, accepted, proud, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, depressed. Is there many layers of depression? No. Is there more than 10? No. Is there 9, 8, 7, 6, 5? 5 layers of depression. Can I release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now? From Renee Nguyen, filling her full of the love, the light, and the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. Yes. Is there anything else that I can release from Renee Nguyen? No. Ask her how she feels now.
Okay, Renee. Let us know how you feel. Wait. Hold on. My tab just crashed. Well, hold on, let's see if I can get it back. Then we can actually know what she types. Came back, yay! Okay, let's see. Okay, she's typed that she feels good.
That's good.
Wonderful.
That's what it's all about. Now, Renee, when people are walking towards you, before they could feel a heart wall, like a metaphysical wall in front of you, 10 or 11 inches out, right? These things can go on for miles. Where somebody, if somebody's unapproachable, chances are that's what they have, is a heart wall. Now, 95% of the population has a heart wall of some kind, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's 6 inches thick or miles deep, anyhow. It's
Now, when you were working on me, I didn't have a heart wall. How did
you
get rid of having one?
You, Barbara, are so spiritually connected. I had a hard time finding anything in you. It was like little pockets or whatever, right? But it was other people's emotions. It was not your stuff. Very little of it was your stuff. Most of it was because you're an empath, trapped emotions that you feel from other people. So, anyhow, you know, that I've got one other person out there that's like you. Other than that, no, people have stuff in them and they don't even realize it's there. You know, we haven't been trained to believe that it's there. You
right.
know, there's something metaphysically inside of you hindering you from living a happy life, right?
Right.
So, anyhow, it's, you think that something is dead, buried, and gone, but chances are it's not.
Right. Yeah, because if you don't let it go, it's not really
well,
gone. It's just
we've all
stuck
been
in
taught
somewhere.
To shove it in, right?
Yeah.
You shove it in. You don't address your feelings, right?
Yeah.
The more you shove it in, the worse it gets. And over the course of time, like when you hit your 50s and 60s, you're just drained. And it's cancer-causing having
yeah,
all
is.
Of that negative energy in you, right?
Yeah.
So I say release it. And that's one thing I wanted for myself. I just don't want to feel the same way that I did about things. What this
right.
does is it totally changes your perception of life. And that's what it's done for me. I'm
right.
my own testimony. So
wonderful.
And basically I do things a little bit differently than the bare emotion code. Right? I ask the right questions and I hit layers that maybe other practitioners can't hit. You know?
Right.
So, you know, it's about thinking outside of the box for me.
Exactly.
Right? As
yeah.
a practitioner, giving you the best that I can give you. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do too. So it's wonderful that you do that. Renee had a question. She wanted to know, can you be an empath before and not be an empath now?
I think once you're an empath, you're always an empath, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I think, too. She may
you know,
be burying her feelings.
It's in your heart, you know? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's something that you're born with, you know? Maybe you can shove it aside.
Right.
You know, or ignore it, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I ignored my abilities for years until it finally smacked me in the face and said, are you going to do something about this or what? you know?
Yeah. And it does do that.
Yeah. You know, so yes, I did something about it. I, you know, this is where I'm at. I'm a bookkeeper by trade. 40 years of being a bookkeeper. And now it's time for a change. And I've found my passion. And
wonderful.
I feel honored to be able to live my passion, you know?
Yes, it's so much.
So, anyhow.
Okay. Well, we do have another person in the chat room, but they haven't asked for anything. So, psychic reader, would you like to have some emotion code work done on you? Shoshana is checking people for heart walls. So if you'd like to know whether or not you have a heart wall and for her to help you to let it go, if you do, then type yes in there and we will work on you. And then we have
can
to
I,
wait for the time.
Renee Nguyen. Yes, it's my name, Renee Nguyen. Can I ask one question before I disconnect? I'm just asking Renee of something here. Does Ray Renee possess any negative energetic cords? No. Okay, just had to check that. Okay, can I disconnect from Renee Nguyen? Yes, is my name Shoshana? No, is my name Renee Nguyen? Yes, is my name Shoshana? Yes, is my name Renee Nguyen? No. Is my name Shoshana? Yes. Okay, I'm disconnected from her now.
Okay. Well, our other person in the chat room has logged out, so I guess she didn't really have a question for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now when you're doing this emotion code work, and obviously you can do it over distance. They don't actually have to go and meet with you in person. So
no.
When you do this, you know, when you're asking, is my name whoever you're working on, and is my name your name, this is actually forming a link with that person, or?
What I'm doing is I'm connecting with their subconscious mind. So I'm connecting
okay.
to their body, the emotions. I can feel their emotions. If I don't tap out of them, I can feel their emotions.
Okay, so it's connecting
so,
with their emotions.
Very, very
it's not
powerful
like you can
stuff,
read their mind or something like that.
No, I can't read their mind. No, no.
Okay.
Not at all. What it is it's a metaphysical feeling that I get. It's like what you feel from within, that's what I feel, right? What anybody
okay.
feels from their inner core, that's what I feel. It's not, it has nothing to do with the brain. It has to do with the subconscious brain, but no, I'm dealing with the body too. I'm going, like my body is your body. Right, I can feel all the chakras going through the body, and maybe that's a good way to express it, is I can feel the chakras in the body. I can feel balls of energy when I connect to somebody, and by the end of the session, I can feel the energy flowing right through me. So that's the better way to explain it, is you connect to the subconscious mind, but you're also connecting to the chakras.
So once you do the work, let's say you remove the heart wall or whatever it is you did for someone, does that stay gone or does it come back over time?
No, it should stay gone. If it comes back, it's because you put it there by thinking negative thoughts or feeling negative energy, right? So what I'm going to
right.
suggest is that somebody, anybody out there who is plagued with negative thoughts about the past, imagine a balloon over your head. Make it whatever color you want. Every time you have a negative thought or a negative feeling, I want you to hand it up to God. Say, God, please take my world. Every time you do that, the thought goes up, not in. Right? And before you know it, you'll think something. You'll think, God, please take my world. And 5 minutes later, you'll come back and you'll think to yourself, what was I just thinking? You won't even remember what the thought was. Right? So the key to a happy and healthy life is basically send it up, don't send it in. Right? Whatever. You can stub your toe. Right? And think to myself, why did I just do that? You know? Or, you know, like, you know, you're not happy that you just did that, stubbed your toe. Right? And you can end up with a pain in your neck. Believe it or not. At one side, of any one side of any line of energy going through the body, there's an opposing side. So the toe is the neck. Right? The big toe is the neck. So, anyhow, you know, it's phenomenal work, Barbara. That's why I'm pushing it out there the way that I am. I just want to see good happen, you know, for people, including myself. So, this is a way of changing energy. Like I've never, ever seen in my life. So.
And that's wonderful that you're doing that and that you want to share this gift with everyone. And that's why we started this show, so that you can get to more and more people and have them experience what you do and the changes that you bring into their lives.
My vision for this show is that I end up doing group healings on people, where I release their chakras, right? And all they do is sit there with a bottle of water, sit back in a chair, close their eyes, and just relax while I'm doing it, right? So, and I've been told metaphysically by a medium that I would help a lot of people. Well, that's the only way that I can see to help a lot of people is to do group healings, right? So, and the resource that I found was Reiki. And that's what it's all about, is aligning the chakras. Right?
Right.
So change your energy, change your life. That's what it's all about. You know?
So are you using any of the Reiki energy when you're doing the emotion code?
I haven't taken a Reiki course. No, I do Reiki the emotion code way, where all I do is go into the chakra and I release it, right? Whatever's there. Now, you know, Reiki doesn't release trapped emotion, right? So everything that I do comes back to the foundation of the emotion code therapy. So it's just fantastic. It's, I'm speechless when it comes down to it, because, like, just words don't do it justice, you know?
Right.
It's doing the work and releasing somebody, like with Renee. She felt warm, right? Well, that showed to me that I was connected to her, right? So obviously I did something right. So Renee, pay attention to your body now that that heart wall is gone. Pay attention to how you feel from the inner core outward.
So it'll be easier for her to connect with other people now, because there's not the wall in between.
Yeah, most definitely. Oh, most definitely. You know. So if she felt insecure or whatever before, that's gone now. So, you know, pay attention to your perception, what you feel, what you think when you're around groups of people or whatever, like whatever your plight was or whatever. I'm not sure what it was or whatever. But whatever your plight was, pay attention now to the differences. So, and there will be differences. So you just have to pay attention to your environment, your surroundings. You know, it will happen. You know, I'm living proof of it. I'm living proof of it. When I had work on done on myself by other people before I took the program, they were just short little sessions or whatever. I have worked on myself literally for hundreds of hours in 4 years. And basically, I'm to the point now where I can feel a ball of energy in my body, and I just go and release it, and I feel immediate release as soon as I release it. Like the blockage is gone. The energy is
right.
Floating right through me, right? So
a
year ago, I wouldn't have done this program. So that just goes to show me how far I've come, where I was not the type of person to get up and go outwards in this capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, I am now. So, and I owe it all to this.
Well, Renee is saying that it's hard for her to make friends, so this should definitely impact that, and she should have an easier time with it.
Yeah, tell her to pay attention. It's not about the moment of the session. It's about every day, every week, every month that goes by. And on future programs, I encourage her to communicate again, and we'll keep going on this or whatever. You know, it's a complimentary session. Take advantage of it. You know, and she will make friends a whole lot easier. You know, I don't know how long it will take, right? We just need to go session by session over the course of time afterwards and see how she feels. So,
right.
You know. So, anyhow.
Well, I had a thought that occurred to me today. It doesn't matter what I was. Anyway, you do this checking to see if, you know, someone is open in their connection with God and with their connection with Jesus and with their connection with the archangels. Do you do one for connecting with, like, ascended masters or gods and goddesses or anything like that? Or is that
I could. I could. I could cover it off with a word about the whole, like the divine or whatever, like the whole system or whatever, you know. You can ask whatever you want. It's all about the questions, Barbara, right? So these are just questions that I've asked of myself. Am I aligned with God? Well, yes, I am, right? Am I aligned with Jesus? Well, yes, I am. And am I aligned with the archangels? Yes, I am. So,
you know,
and the work that you've done on me has proved that to me, that I am aligned. So, anyhow,
wonderful.
I love the work that you do. I love the work that you do.
Well, it was fun working on you and having you work on me and experiencing the difference between it, but knowing that we were both basically in our own ways, doing the same thing, which is opening ourselves up to our lives and to what is here for us to experience. So it really was a wonderful experience, and I enjoyed it.
Me too. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I feel blessed every day that God has given me this gift, and I don't want to squander it, and I don't want my ego to step in the way. I want to be pure and true to whoever it is that I'm working on. You know, like, it has nothing to do with my judgment or whatever. All it is to me is a word on a page, right?
Right.
And I go through it, but it means a whole lot to you or to the person that I'm working on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, it's I don't know. It's a lifelong experience. It's not about having one session done on yourself, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you're done. It's not about that at all. It's about a lifetime of healing to get yourself to the point where, yes, you're happy. This is something that should have been taught in schools a long time ago. I wouldn't have had the problems that I had in life if it was for this. I would, you know what I mean? Basically, I wouldn't have had those problems if I was taught this at an early age. And I find it absolutely admirable to see children getting into it. And there are children a motion coach therapist, believe it or not. So, you know, like they've got a lifetime of life ahead of them, right? Like I have school teachers that I do work on. My counterpart in the body code is an ex-school teacher. So, you know, it's something that's going to become a household name, I think, eventually. You know, could take years, but, you know.
What's the difference between body code and emotion code?
The body code is the higher program. The emotion code is the base, right? So within the body code, you'll find the emotion code, right? When it comes to trapped emotions, that's what it refers to as the emotion code charts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the body code, you can actually move bones in a human body by energy. And I've done it on myself. I had a bad shoulder and a bad hip where I fell. And basically, I never went to a chiropractor. And I have full mobility in them today. Whereas a couple years ago, I couldn't even raise my arm up over my head. You know, my shoulder was out. Well, by doing the emotion code on my shoulder and the body code on it, no more pain. It put itself back into place.
Wonderful.
So, anyhow, Dr. Nelson he's a saint. He is a person who had a vision and he put it into running its course, and this is what the outcome is. 3,500 people have signed up for the emotion code and taken the program to date. So, and that number is fast growing. So, anyhow, when I certified 5 years ago, there was 1,000 practitioners. So,
wow, it's quite a jump. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 6 month long program. You know, it's a good program, actually. I haven't taken the body code yet. I don't know whether I'm going to take the body code. I haven't decided that yet.
Okay.
So I do the body code, though.
Well, it kind of sounds like a natural evolution.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a fantastic program. I feel blessed that I got into it. It's a lifelong thing for me. I'm not going anywhere, you know. I just want to see this grow and to where I'm internationally known for what I do. You know, that's my vision.
Wonderful.
So, you know, this venue will allow that to happen, right?
Yes, it will.
Yeah. So, anyhow.
Well, why don't you tell people how they can connect with you and how much a session with you, a full session with you, costs and things like that.
Okay. You can reach me on Messenger at Shoshona Pelshe. So it's SHASHONAPELLETIER. Or you can go to Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657. Now, a session for me, a full Health Gate session where I'm going through every organ in your body and I'm checking various things out, is $120. A heart wall session is $75. I have on my Facebook page, I have several different sessions at various prices or whatever, but the most expensive one is the Health Gauge, where I go through all your organs and I check them out. That one there is $120 an hour. So best money you'll ever spend on yourself, you know. So it's something that I would think nothing twice about paying myself.
Right.
That's why I took the program, right?
Yeah.
So it was to save myself money and to literally get to my root, right? Well, I've gotten to my root. So, you know, anyhow. So, yeah, it's just a glorious thing, you know.
Wonderful. And I do encourage people to connect with you and to have a session and to start letting go of those trapped emotions that have been holding them back in their lives, because there's absolutely no reason why any of us should be living with all of this stuff trapped inside of us when we have all of these different ways of becoming free. So this is just another wonderful way for people to become free. And freedom is really important to me, so that's what I always encourage everybody to do.
Well, maybe I should have communicated with Joanna and Lois about this call tonight.
I did tell Joanna, so she knows.
Yeah. So because there was people on their show, I wonder if they would want to partake in what this is, you know.
Well, you know, we can encourage them to let people know if they're willing to do that on their next show. They can talk about your next show and tell people that they can connect with you next Wednesday. So we're going to be doing this every Wednesday and see how it works out. And hopefully the audience will grow and grow, and it'll turn into a big phenomenal experience.
I hope so. Like I said, I just want to help. I just want to put out there what I experienced myself. And I'll tell you, I have experienced more many miracles in my life in the past 4 years than I had in the 53 years before it. So, you know, and I'm 57 years old today. I will not approach 60 unhappy. I will be the happiest I've ever been in my life at 60.
Wonderful.
So I can feel it. I'm on my way, you know. My circle, when I imagine the flow of energy going through me, I imagine a circle. And before, I could imagine this little inch gap at the end. There was a gap there. It wasn't going fully around. It was like a speed bump, whatever. Well, that is gone, right? Through all of this work that I've done on myself and the other people that I've had step in and take me the rest of the way, literally, you know. I still have my good and bad days like everybody else. Don't get me wrong. Life is not that perfect. It could be better. But it's a lot better than what it was. So, and it puts a smile on my face to know that I'm on the right path. You know, I can unpack my baggage. Finally, I can unpack my bags and settle in because I'm here to stay.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, and I know that feels so good because my life is like that too. You know, I'm almost 60 and it just keeps getting better and better now. I remember those years when it was like, oh my gosh, it's just getting worse and worse. And now I'm looking at it and it's just getting better and better, and I like this so much more.
Yeah. So, anyhow.
Well, since we have the time, would you like to check and see if there's anything that you need to do on me?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, can I connect to Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No. Okay, is Barbara Grace Reynolds at peace? Yes, is her soul intact? Yes. Does she possess a sacred heart? Does she possess a sacred heart wall? No. Is her sacred heart connected to her soul? Yes. Is she suffering from bitter root? No. Is her head connected to her heart chakra? Yes. Is her soul in her body at 100%? Yes. Is her spirit in her heart at 100%? Yes. Is the door to manifestation open at 100%? No. 90%. Yes. 91%. No. 90%. Okay. Is it discordant? No. Startled, aggressive, critical, avoidant, abandoned, depressed, lonely, bored, intimate, peaceful, eager, liberated. Okay, is Barbara's door to manifestation opened at 100%? Yes. Is Barbara aligned with God? Yes. Is Barbara aligned with Jesus? Yes. Is Barbara aligned with all the archangels? Yes. And what other things did you want me to ask, Barbara?
The Ascended Masters.
Is Barbara aligned with the Ascended Masters? Yes. Does Barbara love herself? Yes. Are all of Barbara's inner children integrated? Yes. Does Barbara possess a negative attraction? No. Does Barbara live in the flesh? Yes. Does Barbara live in the spirit? No. Can we place Barbara into living in her spirit? It says no. Does Barbara live in the flesh? No. Does Barbara live in the spirit? Yes. Does Barbara possess any generational curses? No. Does Barbara possess any addictive emotions? Yes. Are you addicted to chocolate or something? Sugar?
I think I've let that addiction go for the most part. I'm not sure what I'm... Sometimes salty snacks, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Scared. Aggressive. Mad. Hateful. Threatened. Hurt. Rejected. Insecure. Anxious. Scared. Depressed. Lonely. Abandoned. Depressed. Guilty. Awful. Are these somebody else's emotions? Yes, they are. One more time. The empath in you. We need to shield you really hard, actually, so that you do all this work, but it does not penetrate your body at all. You know, and that's where I'm at. I've got myself shielded so hard that I'm just permanently shielded. It never comes down.
Okay.
Insecure, anxious, scared, humiliated, rejected, mad, hateful, aggressive, abandoned, depressed, lonely, bored, depressed, disapproval, guilty, abandoned, guilty, despair, abandoned, depressed, lonely, abandoned, apathetic, indifferent. Is there more than one layer of indifference? No. Okay, can we release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from Barbara, filling her full of the love, the light, and the blood, raising her internal frequency to that of 528 hertz. Yes. Insecure. Submissive. Insecure. Anxious. Hurt. Humiliated. rejected, submissive, anxious, scared, ecstatic, liberated, eager. Okay, does Barbara Grace Reynolds possess any addictive emotions? No. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds possess a spirit of strife? No. Or any discordant energy? No. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds live in lack mode? No. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds live in abundance mode? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds live in stagnation mode? No. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds live in scarcity? No. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds live with imbalances that are blocking her abundance? No. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds possess deep roots? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds possess any low energy? No. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds an empathic? Yes. A sensitive? Yes. Okay, here's a question for you, and I don't know whether you believe in this or not. Do you believe in past lives?
Yes.
Okay, does Barbara Grace Reynolds possess any inherited trapped emotions from a past life? Yes. Confused. Dismayed. Distant. Frustrated. Humiliated. Insecure, anxious, startled, lonely, depressed, despair, depressed. Is there more than one layer of depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? Yes. Is there more than 20? Yes. More than 30? Yes. More than 40? Yes. More than 50? Yes. More than 60? Yes. More than 70, yes. More than 80, yes. More than 90, yes. More than 100, no. 99, 98, 97, 96 layers of depression from past lives.
Wow.
Mad. Hurt. Yeah. Submissive. And you wouldn't even know it's there. It's just, you were born with it. Right?
Wow.
So it's you just have lived your life in this way, and fortunately for you, you have all this metaphysical skill about you, maybe that helped combat that, but that doesn't mean it's not still there, right?
Right.
So now it's gone. Now that we've addressed it once, it's gone.
Wonderful. So
okay,
if if there's something that you notice that happens to you over and over, when I try to meditate, I always fall asleep. And it's not that I don't want to meditate. It has something to do with the past life, and I know that it does. I'm just not sure what to do about it. So how would you handle something like that?
Well, like, that's just like when I'm doing my work on people. Some people just about fall asleep. Myself, I get really tired when somebody's working on me. So it has to do with the energy. That's what it is you're connected to the energy. You're so in tune with the energy that it just about puts you to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, you're probably meditating. You're probably in that state of mind. I'm not sure what state of mind it is, whether it's theta or delta. Do you know what state of mind it is when you're meditating? You're tapping into theta?
I think it's theta. It might be the one past theta. I can't remember. Is that gamma? I'm not sure. I don't remember the names of the different levels.
I'm not sure either. You're so in tune with that frequency that even though you're sleeping, you're still meditating.
Right.
right?
Yeah.
Actually, Barbara, that's what she does. When she goes to sleep at night, she meditates for hours. And she's
yeah,
sleeping.
Sometimes that is how I go to sleep. I just lay there and I just empty my mind, and next thing I know, it's morning.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Barbara, it is very, very powerful work, this work. And everybody has their own technique. I have my technique. I've had other practitioners work on me with their technique. And even though I'm a healing facilitator, and that's what I call myself, an energetic healing facilitator, I still need other people to work on me, because there's certain areas that you're too close to it. You can't get to it, right?
Right.
So I've had about a half a dozen other people work on me in the past 6 months, and it literally helped to close that circle where the energy flow is going full circle now in me. I feel better than I have in my life. If I'm feeling down, it doesn't take me long to come out of it, right? And like I said, I still have my moments just like everybody else. It's, you know, like, it's not bam, you're healed, right? It's taken a long time to go through me. Having post-traumatic stress disorder, right? I don't have it anymore.
Right.
So do I still have other things that are associated to it? Yes, I do. Things that, like different fears and different phobias, whatever, that come along with that, right? Like, you know, I don't like crowds of people, right? One-on-one, I'm terrific. But to be in a room full of people doesn't make me feel comfortable, right? Those
right.
are the things that I need to work on now, right? As they crop up or whatever, you know, any fears that are in me about other things or whatever. But I can live my life now, you know, whereas before I would just explode. You know, there was no room left in me to consciously live my life in a happy way. There was no room in me for that. So now I can say that I've freed up the space within myself so that whatever my perception of things as they come along is a lot better now than it even was a year ago. So.
Well, that's good.
Anyhow.
Okay, I have another question for you. So if you are... I'm reaching a point in my life where I'm ready to have a relationship, and I haven't been in a relationship with anyone for years. So what would I need to have checked to make sure that I'm open to actually having a loving relationship?
Okay. Is Barbara blocked? Are there any blockages there towards Barbara having a loving relationship with another man, or being in another relationship other than just a friendship? Yes, there are. Anxious, scared, humiliated, rejected, hurt, insecure, rejected, insecure, anxious, humiliated, insecure. Proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate. Yeah, install intimacy in Barbara. Release insecurity and install intimacy within Barbara. Opening the door towards her meeting the right person at the right time. Proud. Is there a blockage towards Barbara manifesting a relationship? Yes. Is she blocked at 90%, 100%? no, 90%, 80%. You're 70% blocked. Aggressive, mad, hurt, submissive, insecure, threatened, hurt, rejected, submissive, anxious, scared, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, intimacy, playful, sensitive, open. Okay, is Barbara blocked at 70%? No. 60%? No. 50%? No. 40%? Yes. Hurt, humiliated, threatened, hateful, insecure, anxious, accepted, proud, confused, ecstatic, eager, liberated. Barbara blocked at 40%, 30%, 20%, 10%. Submissive, humiliated, hurt, submissive, rejected, humiliated, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, joyful, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, depressed, despair, bored, lonely, despair, abandoned, distant, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, abandoned, critical, distant, awful, avoidant, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, despair, distant, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, joyful, disillusioned, awe, liberated, eager, energetic, hurt, rejected, insecure. Okay, is Barbara at 10%? No, 9%, 8%, 7%, 6%, 5%, 4%, yes. Anxious, disillusioned, worried, inferior, insignificant, inadequate, alienated, inadequate, overwhelmed, ridiculed, disrespected, alienated, insignificant, inadequate, overwhelmed, perplexed, liberated. Okay, does Barbara possess a blockage towards having a relationship? No. Is it now at zero? Yes. Is Barbara open to having a relationship with another individual, another man? Yes, another individual. Yes. Insecure. How do you feel, Barbara?
That was interesting. I was feeling things around my solar plexus, and I felt some stuff moving up the back of my neck. Okay. I feel good.
Can we tap into Barbara's neck? Yes. Okay, is there any trapped emotions in the back of her neck? Yes. Anxious. Rejected. Humiliated. Threatened. Hateful. Mad. Or hurt. Insecure. Anxious. Scared. Startled. Perplexed. Amused, liberated. Okay, is there anything else in Barbara's neck? Any other aspects rising up to be healed now? No. This is a 10, a 9, an 8, a 7, a 6, a 5, a 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay, can we tap into the solar plexus? Submissive, insecure, threatened, hurt, mad, threatened, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, amazed, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, hopeful. Yeah. That's a good word to come up. Hopeful. It wasn't there before. There you go, eh? So pay attention, Barbara.
That's too funny. And I'll let you know when, you know, Mr. Wright comes into my life.
Yeah. For sure.
And Renee wanted to know if you could have a look at her past lives to see if there's anything there holding her back. So I don't know if that's something you want to do or not.
Ask her if I'm pronouncing her last name properly, Gwyn.
Okay. She certainly hasn't said you weren't, so let's see. Okay, she's typing. And she says, oh, when she's talking about the past life, she's saying that other people don't like her. So is there something in the past life that's making other people not like her, is what she wants to know. And she wants to know why other people don't want to be her friend. Now, she didn't say anything about the way you're pronouncing her name. Renee, is she pronouncing your name correctly? And we have to wait for her to hear it. And I guess you can disconnect from me while we're waiting.
Yeah. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay, is my name Renee Gwyn? No. Can I tap into Renee Gwyn? Yes. My name Shoshona. Yes. My name Renee Gwyn. No. Is my name Renee Gwyn? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Renee Gwyn? Yes. Okay. Okay, can we ask of Renee Gwyn, is there anything in her past life that she's experienced that causes people not to like her today? Just hang on, let me turn the lamp on. I'm having a hard time seeing. Anxious, rejected. There it is, right there, rejected. So yes, that's there. Let's release this. Release all rejection that Renee experienced in past lives that causes people not to like her today. Release all past lives that Renee has experienced release the rejection out of them now. Yes. Okay, is there more than 100 layers of rejection? Yes. Is there more than 200? Yes. More than 300? More than 400? More than 500? More than 600? More than 700? More than 800? More than 900? More than 1,000? More than 1,100? 1,200? 1,300? 1,400? 1,500? 1,600? 1,700? 1,800? 1,900? 2,000? 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, no. More than 5,000? Yes. More than 5,100? No. More than 5,050? Yes. More than 5,060? No. 5,051? Yes. 5,052, 5,053, 5,054, 5,055, 5,056, no. 5,055 layers of rejection from past life.
Wow.
Release that all now from Renee, filling her full of the love, the light, and the blood, raising her internal frequency or her external frequency to that of 528 hertz, which Renee stands for miracle. So literally pay attention to what comes your way, who comes your way, you know, any difference in the way you feel, in just right from the inner core outwards or whatever, just pay attention, because this is a lot that I released from you tonight. The heart wall alone will make a difference in your life. But then you add on this past life stuff, and I don't do a lot of this work. It's something that I only do on myself. So, by all means, like I said, pay attention to the differences that you feel in the future. And it's still releasing it.
Well, that's quite a bit of rejection there. That would explain why she has problems making friends. Although I've always liked Renee, so I'd maybe I'm just different.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to explain. I know exactly what she's talking about because I've experienced it myself. And so, anyhow, just know, Renee, this work will make a difference. It's about each day, week, and month that goes by. That's the important thing. It's not right about it in a second, right? It's called processing. Once I'm done, then your subconscious and your metaphysical being has to process what I just did on you. So it could be a couple of days before you feel the full effect of it.
Okay.
Hurt. Rejected, insecure, anxious, confused, proud, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, despair, abandoned, disapproval, awful, avoidance, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, lonely. That's what it was. That rejection was like the plugs. Now all this stuff is coming behind it. Proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, depressed, lonely, despair, depressed, despair, depressed, depressed. Is there more than one layer of depression? Yes. Is there more than 10? Yes, more than 20, yes, more than 30, yes, more than 40, yes, more than 50, yes, more than 60, yes, more than 70, yes, more than 80, yes, more than 90, yes, more than 100, no, 99, no, 98, yes. Okay, release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy now from Renee Wynn. filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz. And 528 hertz externally. Yes. Rejected, humiliated, hurt, submissive, insecure, hateful, threatened, hurt, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, interested, amazed, liberated. Okay, is there any other aspects rising up to be healed now within Renee Nguyen, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency one more time to that of 528 hertz external? Rejected, submissive, hateful, threatened, hurt, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, interested, joyful, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, sensitive, fulfilled. Okay, are there any other aspects rising up to be healed now from within Renee Nguyen? No. How do you feel, Renee?
Well, she was asking a question. The question is, because I feel rejection in past lives, other people reject me now?
Yeah, it's like a black shield that was over you when you were born. It was you came forward into this world with it. I lived the same thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. And this, doing this on you, I'm now going to go and check myself for what this is. So, you know, don't think that you're the only person out there that was born into something like this or whatever. You know, it's just your path. It's your plight. And
yeah,
you were meant to come to me. You're the only caller tonight. So basically, you've gotten a personalized session. I hope this really helps you from the bottom of my heart. So
she says she's feeling high vibration right now.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Perfect.
So when you're doing this work on one person, it's only working on that one person, isn't it? It's not working on anyone else who might be listening.
No, because I'm connected right to them.
Right.
Now, when I do a group session, Barbara, what I'll do is I'll set the intent out there that it's for the group and anybody in the group with it, with the intention to heal, right?
Right.
You know, so if somebody is just listening and they're not really tuned in or whatever, well, I don't know that it would affect them because they don't have the intent on their side, right?
Right.
So.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, okay, can I disconnect from Renee Nguyen? Yes. Okay, is my name Renee Nguyen? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name Renee Nguyen? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes.
Well, that
there
was
you
wonderful. You've shown us so much and told us so much tonight. We only have about 3 minutes left, so tell people one more time how they can connect with you.
They can IM me on Messenger at Shoshona Pelche. They can, and that's spelled Shoshona Pelleter. They can go to my Facebook page at Healing Hands by Shoshona. Or they can call me at 780-707-1657. And after 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
Okay. And Renee is saying thank you.
Tell her thank you very much for participating. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, you've done it. You've done your first show. You've gotten this out of the way, and now you can soar with the eagles.
Thank you so much, Barbara, for producing and guiding me, you know.
Well, you are welcome. And what you have to offer is something that so many people need. And so I'm guided to help you get out there, be those people, and start changing the world even more than we're changing it now.
Yeah. Yeah, and Renee, if you're still listening, feel free to IM me and let me know how you're doing.
Okay. She's still listening, so I'm sure she'll do. She'll connect with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, all righty, my dear.
Then that is our show for today, and thanks everyone for being a part. And we will be back next Wednesday at the same time, which is 5 p.m. Mountain Time, because it's 6 p.m. for me, and I'm in Central, 7 p.m. on the East Coast, and 4 p.m. Pacific. So everyone can find us. All right, Shoshana, have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you, Barbara. And thank you, anybody who listened or participated. Thank you very much. All right.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Yeah.